I'm Karen Sloan. Bitter cold weather has descended on the Northeast, which is getting a blast of Arctic air from Canada. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul urged residents to limit their time outdoors. For those who have to brave the frigid temperatures, Dr. Aaron Arredondo of NYU's Langone Health Service says a hat and gloves are essential.
Covering your skin is the best way to prevent hypothermia.
New York City has declared a code blue, opening the doors at shelters to accommodate more of the homeless. Memphis has fired another police officer involved in the traffic stop that ended up deadly for Tyree Nichols. The police department said in a statement that Preston Hemphill violated policies, including use of a taser. Five other officers who were fired are facing charges of second-degree murder. A jury in San Francisco has sided with Elon Musk, saying the billionaire didn't intend to defraud investors with his tweets back in 2018 about a proposed deal for Tesla funding. The billionaire used his Twitter platform to hail the verdict and his vindication, but a lawyer for the other side said he was disappointed. More vehicles will be eligible for EV tax credits now that the Treasury Department has changed its definitions of what constitutes an SUV. Tesla's Model Y, Volkswagen's ID.4, and GM's Cadillac LYRIQ are included. The nation's employers added 517,000 new jobs last month, more than twice the number economists had expected. President Biden hailed the news.
I'm happy to report that the State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
But the market saw a downside with renewed fears of inflation and interest rate hikes. All three major indexes dropped Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Leaders of a Democratic Party are meeting in Philadelphia. They'll vote Saturday on a major reordering of the 2024 presidential primary calendar. Rich Johnson reports.
The goal, according to Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison, is to make the early primaries more like the party.
We are making sure that the diversity in our party is reflected in terms of the diversity of the selection of the next president of the United States.
Which would kick Iowa out of its first-in-the-nation status and put New Hampshire second, where, Harrison says, it's been for decades.
And now it will be South Carolina and you go to New Hampshire. So that does not change.
Iowa and New Hampshire's populations are as much as 90% white, while South Carolina is about 60% white. I'm Richard Johnson.
The U.S. claims it's a Chinese surveillance balloon. China says it's a weather balloon that blew off course. In any case, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says having it fly over American territory violates international law. He has pulled the plug on his trip to Beijing that was scheduled for next week, but hopes better relations will return.
I told Director Wong that the United States remains committed to diplomatic engagement with China and that I plan to visit Beijing when conditions allow.
Ukraine will be getting more U.S. military aid to fight Russia. The Pentagon says it will send missiles, rockets, artillery, ammunition, radar, and communications equipment. For USA Radio News, I'm Karen Sloan.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.